Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories we are tracking. Under fire for his handling of the world's worst COVID-19 surge, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has opened vaccination for all adults from next month. But supplies are already running short. Public forecasts by its only two vaccine producers show their total monthly output of 70 to 80 million doses will increase only in 2 months or more, though the number of people eligible for vaccines will double to an estimated 800 million from May 1st. The Delhi High Court on Thursday dismissed pleas by social media platforms Facebook and WhatsApp challenging India's competition regulator CCI's order directing a probe into WhatsApp's new privacy policy. The court said it saw no merit in the petitions of Facebook and WhatsApp to interdict the investigation directed by the CCI. A fire broke out at a hospital in Virar, leading to deaths of as many as 13 people. The fire broke out early Friday morning at Vijay Vallabh Hospital in Virar in Mumbai. The blaze started due to a short circuit in the air conditioner in the intensive care unit. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the industry is in recovery mode and several budget proposals are on course, including disinvestment, despite a fresh wave of coronavirus infections and local lockdowns. The government, the minister said, has been taking steps to deal with the second wave of COVID-19 with regard to supply of medicines and oxygen. Coffee drinkers, pet owners and home bakers helped to drive the biggest rise in quarterly sales at Nestlé for 10 years as the world's biggest food group outshone Danone and set a high bar for Unilever. The Swiss group has weathered the COVID-19 pandemic well so far as consumers have bought more packaged foods. Nestlé's e-commerce business also fared well in the first quarter with sales up 40%. And its health science business benefited as people bought more vitamins and supplements. The agriculture reforms undertaken by the Indian government, which are facing opposition from farmers, can increase the country's economic growth if implementation risks are addressed, Fitch Ratings said yesterday while affirming India's sovereign rating at BBB- with a negative outlook. The rating agency said the Indian government remains reform-minded, as evidenced by the passing of agricultural and labour market reforms. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye and have a good day.